Oh, no, he can do it. It's fine. All right. Everyone ready? Elena, congratulations. Your third title of the season. You just must be so happy with your results this week.
Thank you. Yeah, really happy with all the matches I played here throughout the week, and especially in the final. Was very solid for me.
You saved the best for the last, I guess. You had some probably slow start in the previous matches. Today you've started incredibly well. Did you have the feeling that today was going to be different, the start of the match?
Yeah, I knew that I have to be focused from the beginning, and also compare the match with Iga. It's a lot different. Marta is coming forward, trying to take the ball early, and she moves well, but still the speed is different, and I was focusing not to rush, also to try to open the angle, and also sometimes the ball is coming slow, and you kind of think that you can hit through, but in the end it's very difficult conditions here, so I was trying to just be patient, and I think I did a really good job from the beginning till the end.
Elena, third title, and you lead the tour in titles and wins after Stuttgart. What is the thing that makes you the most proud of these first 4 months of the season for you?
I think just the consistency, of course, and how I'm managing to play all these tournaments till the end, because it's really tough with the schedule which we have, with all the jet lags and changes of the surface, and just overall it's been a lot of matches, and I'm happy that for now I'm managing to fight through all these tough matches and be able to be in the finals.
Elena, I'm curious, you know, you had that very, very difficult three tournament swing through the Middle East, you know, just a lot of matches from Abu Dhabi, Doha, Dubai, and then obviously in Miami you were playing a lot of those long matches. Do you feel like that experience of kind of pushing your body that hard physically is kind of paying off? It felt like this week, even though you played so many three-set matches, you seemed quite fresh despite the fact that
Well, honestly, when I woke up today, I didn't feel fresh at all. First few steps, everything was in pain. But I think you kind of get used also to this kind of soreness. And I will say, since I was sick in Indian Wells, I didn't play for like 10 days before Miami. So, of course, it's not ideal to come to the tournament and just push yourself physically. All these matches, it's much easier when you know that you had a good block of preparation. But as I said before, I think throughout these long matches, if I'm managing to win it, I'm also getting fitter. So it's kind of 50-50. Of course, you don't want to be injured, and it's better to be prepared 100%. But now also my preparation was a little bit short for clay season. But I had really great matches here, so yeah, I think that's a good start on clay season, and hopefully I can continue like this, and I will have all this patience for all these long rallies and long matches for the rest of the tournaments.
You won Rome last year on this surface, and now you've won Stuttgart, two big tournaments on clay. Do you believe in your heart that you could win the French Open this year?
Well, I always believe in myself, of course, but it's not only depends on me. There is a lot of great players, tough opponents, but I know if I feel fresh, if I'm physically ready, healthy, I'm playing my game, of course I have all the chances to win Grand Slam on any surface.
Elena, congratulations. One question. Marta played a lot of tennis this week, more than 10 hours. Does that play a role in your preparation to know she can be tired today? Do you play different then, or is it just your game?
Of course, I knew that she's going to be tired. If I feel already quite destroyed in the morning before the final, I can imagine how tough it is for her after so many tough matches. She's very athletic. She has very good body and physically. She's strong, but I saw her, of course, it's not easy after all these matches. So I knew if something goes wrong on the match, I still got to fight. And then it's going to be depends a lot physically how we can push.
Do you know if you might come back to Germany for the grass court season, Berlin, Bad Homburg, whatever?
We were actually talking with a coach. I think, yes, I'm going to play Berlin and maybe Bad Homburg. We are still deciding, but of course I want to play a lot of tournaments on grass since it's my favorite surface for now.
So does the car go, do you keep it? Does it, are you going to give it to your sister? Like, what are you going to do with the car without a license?
Well, I don't know yet. For sure, I will drive it around, and we're thinking to have it in Dubai. So it's going to be, for sure, Stefano driving, maybe my mom, hopefully me soon. So, yeah.
Any more questions? No? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.